Dave, you get to make some noise over there.
Yeah, let's pop a top again.
Whoa, you got a little spray there.
A little spray. Oops,
that's
sorry
the
about
first
that.
Time that's
At least
ever
it didn't
happened.
Get on the equipment.
That's the first time that's ever happened in here. What is that today?
I got to thank my bartender, Aaron with an E, for this one.
Okay.
She ran the Central Waters 5K.
That's what I thought that
looked
like.
And won it.
Really?
Last weekend, last Saturday, yeah. So this is the River Run 2025. It's a Belgian-style wit beer with coriander and bitter orange peel, courtesy of bartender Aaron.
Wow. So how many was she competing with?
It's a pretty good size race, I think. But she's like, she does marathons and everything. She's very, very good.
Yeah.
Much faster than we are.
You guys are very fit there for being a brewer.
Well, you know, who was it?
Cheers.
The investment guy, Berkshire Hathaway. What is his name? Not Bill Gates, but the other one.
Oh, I know who you're
talking
about.
The old guy.
lives in
Omaha.
Omaha.
Yeah. Whatever. It doesn't. We're
Warren
idiots.
Buffett.
Warren Buffett. Yeah. I was watching a thing on him when I was a kid, and he said it was a 60-minute special, and they were showing him working out still at, like, you know, 70 years old, and said, Warren, why do you work out so much? And he said, so I can eat cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I remember him saying that. Yeah. So we drove past his house probably, this is going on maybe 12 years ago, out in Omaha. Very modest home. You know, he drives used cars.
How do you know it's his house? Everybody?
Some locals out there that we know, family friends that have lived out there their whole lives.
Sure.
So, yeah. It was pretty cool.
Funny.
Nice, kind of like a Cape Cod style on one, and like it goes into a ranch. You know, it's nothing huge.
Yeah.
So. Like our homes.
Like our homes, yeah.
I'm finally getting siding next week.
Nice. How's the grass mowing going?
You know, I just said to Holly the other night, I was washing dishes, and I said, it is so nice to not have to cut twice a week.
Yeah, I haven't mowed in a while, I'll be honest. But it doesn't look too bad yet. So.
No. And, you know, I love this time of the year, the fall, and even these
clouds. We're full on fall now.
The cloudy days and a little bit of rain. And the other night, looking out the window, it was kind of drizzling and hazy. And it just, you get the heat on.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love
it. It's great.
It's garlic bread season, as I call it.
Garlic bread and brown ale season.
That's right. What have you been up to this week?
You know, we're working on the bookseller, my wife's bookseller.
How's that coming along?
Well, I'm the poly guy. I've been polyurethaning a lot with, we all have, you know.
I was doing that last week, too, with the Knotty Pine ceiling.
Yeah,
so.
Staining and polying, but we're getting there. I got to hand it to her. You know, she's kind of designed this on her own, and it's coming together. It's going to be a cool place.
Now, does she let you sample your craft while you're polyurethaning?
Oh yeah, I mean that's a requirement for polying, is you have to have a beer.
Just remember which shelf is wet, so you don't set the stein on it. Yeah. But that's funny.
I don't want to put you on the spot here, but we talked off air last week. You have a story to share with the folks out there. You have some big news.
Oh, yes,
I'm not going to let you off the hook on this.
Yes, the engagement.
The engagement. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, I'm sure our listeners would love to hear how suave Johnny Ray is.
Well, we'll have to cue the polka music here. So there I was, Saturday night. And we had all these plans to take the old family boat that we've had in the family for 30-some years on that following Sunday and ask her with the ring.
Yeah.
So I looked at the winds on Saturday night, of course, after having a couple beverages.
Yeah.
And it was going to be windy, you know, 20-mile-an-hour winds.
Very windy. I got out sailing.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, and I said you could pull a water
really
skier.
Windy. Yeah.
So I went out and... I had the ring in the boat all ready to go and checked the winds, thought, yeah, there's no way.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just going to do it tonight.
Sure.
You know, we're back at the house. Let's just get it done, get it over with. I was excited because we both knew it was going to happen, but not when.
Sure. You had a little liquid courage in you, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I opened the safe where I had it, no ring. And I'm going, where did I put that son of a gun? Yeah. And I tore the house apart. And she's like, well, what are you looking for? And I forgot I had put it in the boat.
Of course.
So I go outside and she sees me crawling around with my flashlight in the boat in the driveway and everything. And I come in with the box and I basically was like, here you go. So the romantic J-Ray.
Yeah.
And love she
it.
Said yes.
She said so, yes. Well, that's yep. all that matters.
That's true.
And at least you know, you didn't set the bar too high. Like, she knows what she's getting into.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like if there's Griswold any issues down of. The road, hey, it's on you. You knew what I was getting into.
We had the lights dimmed in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I think
the candles going.
Yeah. Something in the microwave.
Did you have Marvin Gaye in the background?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Nice. Yeah.
That was one of the highlights of my life.
Well,
so
congratulations.
Thank you.
She's a lucky gal. Although, I've seen pictures of her, and I'm very happy that you're marrying up. She's a beautiful woman.
Everyone
and,
always
congratulations.
Says I outkicked my reach or yeah, something, yeah. or coverage, outkicked yeah. my coverage. She is also a blue-eyed blonde.
She is, yeah,
so
I noticed
she fits
that.
Right with she, the yeah. Right with the brewery.
Well, we should get the blue-eyed blondes in studio someday.
We should. We'll have to do that. She yeah. works at Hughes Chocolates in Oshkosh. So
sure.
This time of the year.
They're busy, I bet.
Busier than yeah. all. She gets Sundays off now, that's yeah. it. So, as you know,
well, you got to make hay while the sun shines.
So, I'm kind of the housekeeper. I put on a skirt and mop the floors and yeah. cook and clean. And we've talked about that already.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else this week?
I don't think so. Hopefully, the Brewers can make a comeback here. We'll see what happens. But,
yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
We'll keep hope alive, right?
We have them on 98.3 and AM 1100 and also a station up the valley in Appleton. But, yeah. So, we'll. Keep them on the Civic Media Network.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.